are listening to Up to Me Radio, the best in inspirational talk radio. It's up to me.
Kaleidoscope Conversations. I'm excited to launch my very first podcast. This podcast is in response to me moving and living in my purpose. And you may be thinking, so Dawn, what is your purpose? My purpose is to empower others to be authentic and to bring their own kaleidoscope of shapes and colors for their continual growth. I have found that we have so many ways that we can look at ourselves and how we've grown through our experiences. And oftentimes, that is associated with a color. That color may be white, green, pink, blue, but we associate our growth with the color. So with this podcast, for this period of time, I'll have a series of conversations. Those conversations would include my friends and colleagues and people of faith. And today, I'm so ecstatic to bring my very first guest, who is a friend and a colleague, and also an expert in his field. His name is Orlando Evans, and Orlando will share more about himself. Let's welcome him to the podcast. Hello, Orlando.
Hello, Dawn. Thank you for the opportunity to be here today.
How are you doing today?
Wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
Fantastic. We asked you to join us, and we asked you to think about a color that would name your experience, what you have experienced either 10 years ago, 5 years ago, what you're experiencing today. So if you could put a color to it and describe why you chose that color, what would that color be today?
The color that I would pick would be green. Green initially was my color because I used to think about money, and money was green and the influence that comes with wealth. But over time, I've come to realize that green also represents life. If we look outside, we see the trees, we see the grass, we see the plants. All of those are green. And it's interesting that I've transitioned from the corporate field to a life of ministry, such that my focus is less on money and more on life.
Oh, absolutely. I love it. And thinking about your transition from corporate to a life of faith, or into to the faith community, let me say, share more about yourself and your background. I mean, you've told us that you were in corporate America.
Yes.
You're making a transition. Tell us some more things about your life and that color green. Are you a father? Are you an entrepreneur? I mean, who was Orlando Evans?
Well, Orlando is juggling a lot of things right now. Each of those things have been extremely rewarding. I look forward to graduating from the Candler School of Theology with my Master's of Divinity this coming May. And I am also a proud father. I have a 13-year-old daughter. No, I'm sorry. Olivia, she's 11. She acts 13 sometimes. She's 11 and Ethan is 8 years old. So I have a wonderful time with them. I am also an entrepreneur. I have a company where I capture photographs and photo booths, videography, and it really gives me an opportunity to step into arenas that a lot of people don't necessarily engage in. By that, I have access to corporate clients, community-oriented clients, and even entertainment clients.
Absolutely.
So it's a wonderful way to interface with people in a creative way. And ultimately, that opens door to be a resource in their life.
Absolutely, absolutely. So I hear that you're very busy. And when you think about green and life and oxygen and not just money, in your busy time that you're having now, how do you also find time for your downtime so you can move forward to adding more to your purpose? And when I say adding more, I don't mean starting a brand new purpose. How do you refresh yourself so you can make sure that you're staying true to who you say you want to be and living in that purpose that you think about green with it giving you life?
That's a great question. And it's something that I'm actively working on because a lot of times you'll find that people with purpose are so passionate that they don't necessarily invest in the self-care that they should invest in. So one of the conscious things that I've done is purchase an AMC movie pass for about $20 a month. That allows you to see 3 movies a week, unlimited, each week. I have never been able to see three movies a week, but if I can escape maybe once or twice a month, that helps me to unwind. I've also have been reintroduced to the gym, and I can actually say that between going to the gym more and juicing, I bought a juicer that helped me to focus more on my mental, physical well-being and just being in a fresher place to be able to approach the things that I'm working on.
So how difficult or how easy has it been when you think about being reintroduced to the gym? I mean, it's not an easy thing, right? You have to make time for it. Do you think that's part of your purpose for this time in your life right now?
I do believe that it's part of my purpose for this time because I need to get into a healthier state by healthier, just being rested more and then being able to get in better shape, you know, lose a few pounds and have a little more energy such that when I'm on the go, it won't be as taxing on me mentally and physically, just feeling drained all the time. I found out that by exercising, it actually energizes you. It also helps you to be more creative and think a little more clearly. So that's something, yes.
Well, let me ask you this. So have you laughed at yourself during trying this purpose of exercising? Have you laughed at yourself at any time during your journey?
No, but I've been smiling because what I've also done is entered my weight loss on an app that I carry every day.
Oh, my, okay.
And I've lost about 11 pounds this year, and now the buttons on my shirt are not as tight as they used to be. So that makes me smile.
Okay, fantastic. So I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you one word that I want you to share with me. When you think about your purpose, how do you have this action in terms of this one word? How do you actualize your purpose when I say this word, okay? The first word I'm going to go with is fun. So when you hear the word fun, how does that play a part in your purpose and where you're going?
That's a great question. When I hear fun, fun is often something that's done in community. So whether it's a board game that I'm playing with my children, video games that I'm playing with them, playing Frisbee in the park, whether it's getting together with friends to play spades, whether it's going
back
out.
What do you know about playing spades?
Well, I just came back from Africa where we ran a spades table.
Oh, my, really?
Yes.
I mean, you are all the way on another continent.
On another continent.
Did
right.
you cut a few people?
Cut a few people.
Oh, my, in the motherland.
In the motherland, nothing like it.
Okay, so you can do fun. What happens when you think about your purpose and you hear the word fear?
Fear. Fear sometimes is a natural thing for us to feel when we're headed to the unfamiliar. But when I do encounter fear, one of the things that I immediately remember is that God has not given us the spirit of fear. And so when we recognize that we're dealing with things that are fearful, sometimes it's things within ourselves. Sometimes it's external forces. But whatever it is, we have to remind ourselves that we're already overcomers when we walk in the purpose that God has given to us.
Share a little bit more, because I may have some listeners here today that are listening to you that may not understand when you say God has not given us a spirit of fear.
Yes.
What has God given us that will help us kind of work through that? Because we all have some fearful moments, right?
Yes.
Especially when we're going and we're moving toward that kaleidoscope of colors and shapes and things we experience in our life, fear comes up. So tell me more about what you mean by that God has not given us a spirit of fear.
God has given us love, power, and a sound mind. And by a sound mind, I mean peace. See, when we walk with God, we're covered in love. We are reminded that God accompanies us on our journey. And because God is with us, we're able to operate in a sense of fearlessness. So even if it's something that's unfamiliar, we can have peace because we're proceeding in a purpose that God has given to us to walk out in a passionate way. And as we're doing so, we remember that we're never alone. So no one ever said that it'd be easy. And I think we even had a few songs we used to sing that sounded like that. But the remainder of the song is, I don't believe God's brought me this far to leave me. So there's a peace in knowing that you're not left alone and that you're proceeding positively in purpose.
Awesome. And I do have two more words I want to ask you. Just as you were making this transition, I remember you said you were in corporate America, and then you moved to the faith community. You must have had a little bit of fear, right? So did that come to mind for you, what you just shared with us? Did you use that? You know, when you think about your move from corporate to fake, did you use that scripture or that passage or even that song for yourself?
That's a great question. I think subconsciously I remember that and have internalized it. But during that transition, there were some troubling moments. I worried about taking an 80% pay cut.
My goodness.
After making good money. I worried about not necessarily having the type of influence that I was used to having. I worried about not necessarily being as successful as I was comfortable being.
Okay.
And, you know, I'm just going to be honest. When you talk about taking a significant reduction in salary, you know, when you write out the numbers on the paper, they don't always add up.
That's right.
But I distinctly remember God asking me a question. God asked, will I focus on the kingdom or the commas?
And I believe that also falls in line with moving in your purpose.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, absolutely. That's right. Will help you not to think about the things you just said. Loss of influence, loss of income, loss of perceived power. But I believe that what you're saying is that you were able to move further into your purpose.
That's right.
Because of that. All right, so we've talked about fun. I've given you fear. Now the third word is faith. When you hear the word faith, how does that tie in with your purpose?
Faith ties into my purpose, not only on a personal level for me to continue to grow as one in faith, but also a divine assignment that I have to walk with others to help them mature in their faith. So when I hear faith, it's something that personally energizes me as God pours into me, but it's also something that I help to make others strong by pouring into them, by pointing them to God.
Okay. Remind us again about your purpose. Share that with us again. I know you said in the very beginning, but remind us of your purpose again.
Well, God has called me to be a leader in God's kingdom, and I believe that one of the things that I'm supposed to do is to connect corporations, community organizations, and the world of entertainment to bring about positive change.
Okay. All right. All right, Spades player. I love it. I play a little Spades myself. Okay. I love that. Yes, I have to get a game going. So my final word is future.
Yes.
How does the word future align with your purpose, intersect with your purpose? Do you see a future in it? Are you looking forward to the future? So share with us about future and your purpose.
Well, one of the things that I look forward to in the future is walking out that purpose, connecting the corporate world, the community world, the entertainment world to deliver ministry creatively. I think one of the challenges that the church faces today is that we have to creatively deliver the gospel to people. A lot of people are not coming to church anymore. I would say in America, there's 1 in 5 people that come to church, but even with that, that's not even a weekly attendance.
Yes.
And so
mm-hmm.
there's something that's turning people away from walking through the doors. So if the world is not coming to the church must be present in the world.
And how do you define the church when you say the church?
The church meaning you, me, those who profess to be followers of Christ.
Okay.
It doesn't mean that we're going to go out on Peachtree and sing songs and raise offerings. But what it does mean is that we're going to go throughout Atlanta, throughout Georgia, and throughout the world and share love of God with neighbor. It means we're going to do things that are creative to first connect with people and then to serve them. Something that comes to mind is to think about the things that you're passionate about, whether it's art, whether it's music, whether it's crafts.
Uh-huh.
You can easily go into communities and do things with people that help them to engage in fun activities. But then while doing so, make sure that you serve to be a resource in the life of people. So, for example, just say that you enjoy knitting. You can take that passion, take that gift, perhaps visit a local hospital or a senior citizen's home or even a children's center and teach them how to knit. And while you're there, share love with people. And before you leave, ask them, is there anything that I can pray for you about? Is there anything that I can
do in terms of being a resource to your life. And by doing that, we display and demonstrate love to them in a manner that they recognize that something different is happening and mm-hmm. that someone cares about their well-being. And so by being present, doing something creative, we have an opportunity to display love of neighbor, which in turn points to love of God.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, doing my research, when I was researching your background, Orlando, mm-hmm. I remember reading something about you being an online pastor
at
a church.
Yes.
You know, you're talking about really reaching the world in a different way, and then with the church, and with being an online pastor, I would think that may be a little bit interesting, right, to be able to talk to people via live stream or via Facebook, and you don't see them, you know, in front of you. So share with us how your purpose aligns with being an online pastor, and tell us about that experience you have.
Well, being an online pastor is a wonderful opportunity. A lot of people may be wondering what we mean by that. It's something that we're continuing to define and evolve. But one of the major things that we do is engage with people who are watching the worship experience broadcast online. At Impact Church, we broadcast it through our live stream or website channel. We also stream worship through our Facebook experience.
Okay.
And so what we're able to do is greet people. We're able to welcome them. We're able to ask them if we can pray with them about anything. When we participate in worship songs, we are able to present questions or dialogue that helps them to reflect of the meaning of that song in their immediate life. So part of it is information sharing. Mm-hmm. Part of it is uplifting and encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
And part of it is being able to connect with people to let them know that even if they're watching us in Europe or Asia, in California or Michigan,
okay,
that they're able to connect with someone that cares about their well-being during worship.
That's cool. That sounds exciting.
Yes, it's wonderful.
And also a little challenging. I mean, when I think about the color you use of green for life, I think that I could see you probably putting that energy into your online attendees when you're talking with them. I can feel that energy just from our conversation as well. You know, the audience, what they won't know about you, because you're a very humble man, and you are a photographer as well.
Yes.
You are a videographer. And so you use those gifts to move forward in your purpose, I've seen as well. And you also use those gifts at the church you're serving. Why do you offer so much of who you are, Orlando? I've seen you put together great art events for a campus we had, the Impact had once before, and you invite people to come and really experience God in a different way, and you're always willing. And I heard what you said about your purpose, what God had called you to do, but why are you so willing to do it? You know, I believe that we don't honor that enough, someone that's willing to go over and beyond. So why is this so important for you when I hear you say yes to so many different things, and God has given you so many different gifts that we just named a few? Why? Why are you willing to use them?
Because I recognize that I've been set apart. I recognize that God's hand is upon me, and I recognize that during my 25 years of corporate and community leadership, during my entrepreneur experiences, all of these things were things that God allowed me to experience to make me stronger, to be able to contribute more to the ministry. Ministry meaning to serve. So yes, I have a photography business. I've often donated services to nonprofit organizations, to churches, to school, to be able to capture and share moments that make people smile. One of the most wonderful feeling was when I took pictures of a family who didn't necessarily have the means to hire me, and I delivered those photos to them, and the mother came to me and said, "We've never been able to afford family pictures.
Oh my.
And you gave me something that was priceless. You allowed me to capture my family." And that's ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we have to be creative in how we think about ministry. But the truth of the matter is we all have talents, gifts, skills, and ability. The question is, are we willing to yield them to God and to trust that God is going to take care of us as we do so?
I'm so glad you shared that last part, that we all have gifts, talents, and abilities, because I heard you say earlier that you were set apart, and I wanted you to be able to share more about that for the audience member that is saying, well, what does that really mean for me? But then you came back and you said, we all have gifts. And I want the people listening today to really take that in, that we all have gifts and we have abilities and we have passions and we have things that we are uniquely designed to do. And your purpose has allowed you to do that. Your experience in corporate America, being a leader, entrepreneur, a father. I heard you mention your daughter, but I think I read somewhere where you had a son as well, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
And so, you know, there are many different facets of who you are. I said in my purpose, Orlando, that I like to bring all of me,
yes,
all of my experiences to the work that I'm doing. And it also helps me to embody my purpose more. And I feel like that because of who you are, you're doing the same thing. I'm so excited that you are on your way, that you have decided to really move forward even more in your purpose. And you chose the color green to do that. I'll never forget it. I also wish you well with your goals you have for yourself. I'm excited about your exercise regimen that you mentioned to us today and juicing. And if you have some great recipes, let us know. We'll be happy to share those and maybe at a later date when we invite you back to come back. But my friends, today we're excited to have Orlando here with us. He has shared so much about himself and how God has used him and how he has taken those four words that I gave him, fun, fear, faith, and future, to share about his purpose and to share with us about who he is. As we continue to empower others to be authentic and to bring their own kaleidoscope of colors and shapes for their continual growth, it is our hope that they will move forward in their purpose as well. Orlando, thank you again.
Thank you, Dawn.
Audience, you guys have a great day. We'll see you next on Kaleidoscope Conversations. Take care. Bye-bye.